With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A tornado plowed through suburban Omaha, demolishing homes and businesses. Omaha resident Pat Woods.
Touched down about 200 yards over there, and then we went to the kid shelter. And we came, but we could hear it going through. When we came back up, our fence was gone. We looked over to the northwest, and the whole neighborhood's gone.
Photos from social media showed damaged homes and shredded trees. Talks are underway about getting President Biden on Ohio's November ballot. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Ohio's ballot deadline is August 7, and that's proving to be a problem for Joe Biden because the Democratic National Convention, where he'll be formally nominated, doesn't take place until later in the month. Negotiations are now underway between both of Ohio's legislative chambers and both political parties about how to address the issue. It likely will require a vote by state lawmakers to adjust the ballot deadline. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Trump's daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, is now co-chair of the RNC and is urging Republicans to vote early this year, although many would prefer going back to a single election day.
Believe me, no one wants this more than Donald Trump. One day of voting, paper ballots, voter ID across this country. We can see a day like that again, but we have to win this election and we have to play the hand that we're dealt right now. And the hand we're dealt is it's an election season.
Senator Tom Cotton says it's wrong for President Biden to assign a moral equivalency to what the Arkansas senator calls
mobs that are harassing Jewish students, not letting them enter their dorms or college campuses, threatening them with physical violence. And on the other hand, people that support Israel and understand that all Palestinian suffering and civilian casualties in Gaza are the result of Hamas.
That is Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas. He was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. A new warning about Sudan. Michael Harrington has a report.
More than 150 churches have been destroyed or heavily damaged over the past year as a civil war rages in that mostly Muslim country. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom has issued a report stating that both the government and the rebels are targeting Christians and their houses of worship. The commission points out that under international law, combatants are obliged to avoid attacking religious sites. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism on the rise around the world, the Swiss Parliament has approved a measure that would ban the use or display of Nazi and racist symbols that could foment extremist hate or violence. The proposal goes beyond a simple ban on Nazi memorabilia, which had failed in the past in Parliament. This one includes other forms of extremist symbols. Member of Parliament Raphael Mahaim pointed out that in Switzerland it's possible to fly a flag with a swastika on the balcony. This is SRN News. Japan's antitrust watchdog says U.S. search giant Google must fix its advertising search restrictions that affect Yahoo.
The Japan Fair Trade Commission decided its recent study of Google's practices showed it was undermining fair competition in the advertising market. Google said it cooperated with the commission's probe. Yahoo has merged with the Japanese social media platform Line. The commission said the restrictions by Google began about a decade ago and continued for more than 7 years.
That is Jeremy House reporting. A measure of inflation closely tracked by the Federal Reserve remained uncomfortably high in March, likely reinforcing the Fed's reluctance to cut interest rates anytime soon and also underscoring a burden for President Biden's reelection. Prices rose 0.3% from February to March. That's the same as seen in the previous month. More on these stories at srnnews.com.